also believe that you use science and logic as an impediment to God, and I don't think that's necessarily true. I think the idea of science, like, for example, you have the earth isn't flat, creationism is dumb, evolution is true, like, you have that behind you, but I don't necessarily think that those things can coincide. Like, for, I think the idea of creationism and the idea of evolution can go hand in hand. Like, for example, like,
yeah, but there's let's no use evidence.
This idea, right? So we know we have a universe. Huh?
Yeah, but there's no evidence of creationism.
No. Yeah, but there's also not a lot of evidence that we have had the Big Bang, or, you know, that's why it's called theories. That's why we theorize these things. That's why, you know,
if they weren't regarded as being the closest approximation to truth, then they wouldn't be called grand theories.
Well, how do you find those as the closest approximations to the truth? Like, for example,
by investigating them scientifically.
Yes, but my idea of the way you use science to impediment religion, or the fact that people have faith, I don't think that's necessarily true. Like, let's take the idea of we have universal constants, like, you know, the mass of an atom, the mass of, you know, all these different types of things. Things that if were altered, we wouldn't have life today, you know. Like, just those simple universal constants.
I'm going to interrupt you because
this
saying evolution is true does not mean God doesn't exist because evolution is true. The reason I do this is because there are so many people that say evolution is false because God is true. That's the point of why I do this.
Okay. My idea of why you did that was you thought, like, religion couldn't exist because of evolution and the Big Bang and things like that.
Well, religion and God are two very different things. Some kind of God might exist, but, like, I would say Christianity is false, you know?
Okay. So can you give me, like, an outline of, like, a reason, like, as to why you think there couldn't be a higher power or, like, a deity who created, you know, life?
There could be. There's just no evidence of it. And everything we know about life, or nothing we know about life, necessitates a miraculous creation.
Okay, so, but you do agree that there is a chance that there is a deity that could have created life.
It's not literally impossible, yeah, but that is of a very low bar.
But you
that is middle school girls' high jump.
But you believe that science, like, the most reasonable answer is through theories like science and the Big Bang, and that life was created through the, you know, continuous, you know, tryings of, you know, different molecules and atoms smashing together. You believe that's a more reasonable answer to the creation of life?
Yes, because we know that that kind of thing happens. We don't know that the supernatural realm exists.
Okay, but the amount of times that has to happen for our universe to be created, wouldn't you say that's unreasonable? Like, let's say I have a script of code for you for a website, right? And, like, imagine a long list of code, like the code that runs Google or something. How would you feel if I told you we didn't write that code? We just had it reset and reset and reset multiple times until we had something that could run a website. Would you think that was reasonable?
If you waited billions of years, then yes. In billions of years, could a random code-generating mechanism that does have a selection mechanism in it produce some sort of complex software from that? In billions of years, absolutely yes.
Oh, wow. That was kind of my only point. I'm sorry. It seems as if we can come to agree to disagree. I think it's unreasonable. You gave me a pretty good reason why you think it's reasonable. I don't have enough to refute it right now. So I'll just say you take the cake in this one. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'll tip the hat for now. Thank you for your platform.
You're welcome.